531. Tributes have poured in from people across the region following the passing of well-respected human rights activist in Tongan, Polikalepo Kefu. His death has shocked the Tongan community, and a 27-year-old has been charged by the police. Kefu was the president of the Tongan Lateis Association, a long-serving activist for the local LGBTQI community and a human rights activist whose work was prominent across the Pacific. He also worked with Tonga's Red Cross and local media. We cross over now to Tonga to talk with Katrina Maufatiaki, who is a friend and colleague, also business owner of Tapuaki Meilangi Consultancy. Katrina is on the line with us now. Maloelele, Katrina, and thank you so much for making time to have a chat with us this morning.
A big maloelele from the Kingdom of Tonga, Ete, and thank you for having me as part of your program.
Now, when did you hear about Polly's passing, and how much of a shock was that to you?
I heard of his passing early on Saturday morning, and just like everyone else, it was quite devastating news. Really shocked me. I didn't want to believe it until I, heard unofficial information that was off the record from my various network about what happened. So it was quite overwhelming to accept it.
Now, are you okay to share what happened with us exactly? I understand that a 27-year-old has been taken into custody. From what you know, what exactly happened?
I think at this point, it would be safe to say that, police are still investigating into the case. As far as I know, his body was found in one of the beaches, there's talks about violence being involved, but official information did come out yesterday afternoon that they've arrested someone that is of age 27 that's related to what had happened. So I think it's safe just to wait for the official information because police are still investigating into the matter.
When was the last time you saw Polly?
The last time I saw him was like 2 weeks ago, and I was chatting with him online because we do a lot of work at community level with training, and we've got this other training coming up this month. So we were just chatting about, getting together and looking forward to do that training later on this month. And that was basically the last time. And we were also in contact because I as part of my consultancy business, I run leadership programs, and he was quite excited to register for my next group. And because just of time, he was, following up on when the next group is available for him to register. And that was like our last conversation. That was like 2 weeks ago.
How much of a loss is this for the LGBTQI community?
I think a huge loss because he wears many hats. He was the president. He is the president for the Tonga Lateis community. And it's not just a loss for the Tonga Lateis, but he is a loss really for Tonga, for the Pacific region, because he was a human rights advocate, quite known in his field in climate change. And he wore many hats, in the work for youth, a peace builder, did a lot of work on leadership of young people. So he really touched a lot of people at various levels, connected with so many. So he just had a heart for everyone, really. So really the loss is really a national loss and also for the Pacific at large.
What do you know of him with regards to his background? Where was he born and where is his family from?
as far as I know, his parents have both passed away. He's the oldest who is looking after also the siblings. I know that he's looking after a younger sibling who has a disability. So he's really become, you know, the breadwinner, the provider for the family because he's lost both his parents. That's as far as I know. As a family person, he always talked about his family and his responsibility because he always put his family first. So he, you know, was not just active at community level and at various levels, but at home, you know, he was a great leader in how he was nurturing and looking after his family.
What has the reaction from the community at large been to Paulie's passing?
Generally, I would say that, you know, the community is quite devastated and, as I had mentioned, still shocked with the news. So I think it's still accepting it has been hard for many people. Stakeholders from civil society and various movements from youth to all different groups, because he was so well connected at all different levels, are standing in solidarity to be part of a vigil that has been organized by the Tonga Lady Association that will happen on Thursday. And so one of the key messages is, you know, zero tolerance to violence. And, you know, because he was a human rights advocate that represented and stood for the voices of the vulnerable, you know, this is one of the legacies that he has left behind. So everyone does stand in solidarity to mark the vigil. But at the same time, you know, we stand in solidarity to really look at our roles in looking at our communities and what we can do to continue to put an end to all forms of violence in the country.
Yes. So there's a vigil that's going to be held this Thursday at the Basilica's conference room from 6 until 8. From what you know, his parents have passed, but what plans do the family have for his burial?
At this point, I'm not too sure when the actual funeral will be. I know that the family prayers and family vigil mass, because he is Catholic, had already started from last night. So that's as far as I know. And of course, the Tonga Ladies and also other stakeholders will be organizing a vigil this Thursday. But at this point, I'm not too sure when the actual funeral will take place as the family plans this week.
You have worked in youth development and peace building spaces. What legacy does Paulie Kefu leave for many of the movements, organization, and courses that he was a part of?
I think the legacy that he's left behind was that, you know, he was a great hero and advocate for Tonga and also the Pacific region. You know, he was, as I had mentioned, he wore many hats. He was a human rights advocate. He was a peace builder. He was very active in the climate change space. You know, his role in the Red Cross was known in Tonga and also around the region. So, you know, he will leave this void and this gap. And, you know, to find someone like him to step up into that role will be definitely challenging. But, you know, what unites us also is just the heart that he had for everyone. You know, he made time for everybody. He was an advocate for so many different issues. You would see him at almost every community event, you know, involving human rights issues. So he was very visible. He was known. He connected well. And I would say that he was a true leader because he was genuine and his heart was for the people.
Now, you wrote a heartfelt tribute poem, Today Matters. What moved you to post that online?
Thank you, Ete. I think everyone is finding their own ways to process the news and also mourning in their own ways. And my heart was heavy at the time when I wrote this tribute. And last year, he was part of one of my leadership programs called Today Matters. And it was this class where I really saw another side of him, despite working with him in different spaces. But I heard his journey, his advocacy work. And so the tribute is to really emphasize why today matters. If you read through the tribute, it basically talks about his character. And that's what Today Matters is all about, because that's the legacy that you leave behind. It's about what you do today to plant that seed of greatness and making a difference in whatever capacity you're at. And that was what he was all about, which is what made me, write that tribute. It was reflection, really, and my way of processing the news and also just mourning to just kind of release it. In the form of writing.
Katrina Maofatiaki, owner of Tapuaki Meilangi Consultancy, long-serving youth peace-building advocate and colleague of the late Pauli Kalepo Kefu, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Ete, for having me on the program. Ofatu malo.
You're listening to Early Edition with Ete, 5:31 PI, bringing Pacific people together.